This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today in Wolfsburg, Germany, capital of Volkswagen, the head of VW's supervisory board and the CEO faced reporters' questions about all the cars the company rigged to fool emissions tests. The company says the mindset that tolerated this has to change. The U.S. law firm VW hired may not complete its investigation until later next year. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
It's the first time Volkswagen has admitted publicly this scandal goes beyond a few rogue engineers. Board Chairman Hans-Dieter Petsch, speaking in German through an interpreter, said the company is expecting a lot of lawsuits.
Representatives of our group have admitted that illegal devices are installed in our vehicles, and that already paves the way for legal action.
VW used words like clarity and transparency when talking about the results of the internal audit to get to the bottom of the scandal. David Margulies is a crisis communications consultant. He doesn't think VW's leadership has gone far enough.
The best way to deal with something where you've really made a mistake is to unequivocally say, "We screwed up." It tends to end the controversy.
VW did say that all future admissions tests will be evaluated externally and independently. Executives also said they'd be ready to answer more questions next month at the Detroit Auto Show. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.